Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, sacrifice as an act of divine love. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust. And Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. The urge to sacrifice, to lose in order eventually to gain, is the underlying story of evolution. It is a governing principle of life itself, and runs like a golden pattern of beauty through the dark materials of human history. Last week we talked about the spiritual meaning of love. How does sacrifice fit into this theme of love?
Sacrifice can be an expression of love in the highest sense. I think we are all more practiced and expert in sacrifice than we might realize. Even on the level of just ordinary life, we grow up in families where one of the first things we learn is sacrifice. Some of us resist it mightily, especially those of us with siblings. I always remember my French-Canadian friend who was one of a family of 13 children, and she said, being one of 13 means it's never your turn. She knew firsthand the meaning of sacrifice. But life in a family, life in any kind of group, life in an office place or a church or any kind of group affiliation is an opportunity to learn sacrifice for the larger, greater good of the group. That is one fundamental expression of love.
Right, and the actual meaning of sacrifice is to make sacred, to make holy. So whether we realize it or not, when we do make sacrifices, we are following that very deep instinct that comes from within to make something more holy, to make to redeem and to uplift. And that's where this impulse comes from. It's a very divine impulse that we inherit from God Himself, and so it's a very deep instinct, mm-hmm. and one we can just follow automatically.
You could say it's a driving urge, couldn't you, of the soul. In fact, the Ageless Wisdom teaching says that the soul on its own plane, the human soul, is a lord of sacrifice and of loving, persistent devotion. That is us on our highest level of being, a lord of sacrifice and of loving, persistent devotion. The two outstanding qualities, Alice Bailey said, of our planetary purpose. In other words, sustaining life and giving. And that's the expression of devotion to the good of the whole and the sacrifice of the greater for the lesser so that all may come along in their evolutionary journey.
And that's why it's related to the energy of love, because it is it is love that enables sacrifice or one to follow that instinct to sacrifice, because it is a great act of love. And whether it's love that comes through a human act or whether it's a divine love that comes through an act of God, through the creation of a planet and the sacrifice that God has to undergo to uplift and redeem and refine the lesser lives of the upon the planet. So it's all connected. And so our reaction to this principle of sacrifice is very natural. It's the governing principle of life itself.
We're, I think, able to imagine that we beings living in physical bodies are on another, more abstract level, souls who are manifesting through a body for 90 years or whatever. But it may seem more unusual to think of a planet as a manifesting life, and yet the Ageless Wisdom teachings say that every form is inhabited for a cycle by an incarnating life, and that a planet is itself the expression or the manifestation, we could say, of an incarnating life of a very great source. And this is extended to a solar system and to a galaxy and so on. That's quite awe-inspiring. But what's interesting is that it's said of our planetary life, the great life that dwells within our planet, he's known as the divine rebel. He had to sacrifice for the evolvement or evolution of our planet, but the Ageless Wisdom teaching says he liked it not.
Yes.
Maybe that's our problem.
Well, and that happens to human beings, too. They don't like to sacrifice at certain stage in their evolutionary development.
Resistance is just fundamental.
Right, because they haven't yet perhaps reached that stage of awareness or unfoldment where they can see the great value of sacrificing for the greater good, whether that's the greater good of the family or the greater good of the community or the nation. There is a soul impulse there of the soul begins to come through, then that tendency to rebel is diminished, and the greater aspect of the greater power of love of the soul begins to take over.
On a more understandable level, sacrifice is an underlying theme of Memorial Day, which we observe at this time each year. I think this holiday was established after World War I, wasn't it?
I believe
so,
yeah.
To commemorate the many, many deaths that were the result of World War I. So many people died, a generation of young men in Europe died. If you've ever read the book A Testimony of Youth by Vera somebody, the mother of Shirley somebody. Oh, I'm so bad with names. She became one of the very well-known British political figures. Anyway, that was a story of how the generation of young people in Britain alone who died in World War I left the whole generation of people just devastated. It was a tremendous sacrifice, and Memorial Day has grown out of that as a time to remember the dead, to honor their sacrifice on behalf of all the rest of us.
Yes, and the I think the meaning of sacrifice is, or the meaning to some segment of society is, it was developed during the Piscean Age in the last 2,000 years because of the strong tendency of idealism, that's where the whole patriotic tendency, it's a very emotional focus of sacrifice. And that's where a lot of that belief, the sacrifices, the giving up of one's life or your country or your nation or whatever, that this whole thing about patriotism has developed. And but the stronger element of love is there too, you see. And so it's these conflicting memories, these conflicting ideas about sacrifice that are changing today, from sacrifice seen strictly as a giving of your life for your country, to sacrifice for, you know, in a philanthropic way, or sacrificing your money and giving your money for the benefit, or the greater whole, for the benefit of some greater good.
Well, it's a deeply spiritual concept. I don't know if putting words to it is productive, because it is so profound, but the whole thrust of evolution depends on the sacrifice of the lesser to make the greater life able to move forward in its progress. Every kingdom in nature sacrifices for the kingdom above it. The mineral kingdom sacrifices its substance for the vegetable kingdom, which then is eaten by the animal kingdom and nourishes the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom sacrifices for the human, and we humans sacrifice for the kingdom of souls. In other words, we give up in order that the more advanced kingdom can also flourish. We are all part of one whole, and I think that's the premise that sacrifice is based on. And yet there's this connotation of the usurping of free will that makes it so unpleasant, so unpalatable.
Right. It's not our little wills that really matter. It's the greater will of God, of course, that is working out His plan, and it's His great sacrifice that we are all involved in, and it is the sacrifice of the soul to undergo incarnation and extreme limitation through a physical body, and that to the soul is a quality of death, really, because it is so limited. And when the soul incarnates and into a physical body, it loses so much of the awareness, so much of the freedom that it automatically has on its own plane of being. So it follows the same pattern of sacrifice that, and when deity undergoes the incarnation through a whole planet, that is also the great sacrifice. That this deity is simply following a law, which is the law of sacrifice, and there is a name for that, the law of those who choose to die. But in dying, we gain, because by giving up, we gain.
Maybe after the break we can try for a more positive slant on sacrifice, because it really is an expression of joy.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, sacrifice as an act of divine love. And I would like to mention something that's pretty important to us, and that is our ability to stay with you and to stay on the air. And we have a couple of months before our next contract, and from year to year, it's always been an effort to pay for those contracts and go on for a longer amount of time. However, we've always been at a better point than we are right now. Usually a couple of months away from the contract, we're in pretty good shape, and we can foresee being able to renew. But this time, I guess, maybe because of the bad economy, people are not donating like they used to, and it's in question whether or not we can remain with you, but maybe you guys can help pull us through. So if you would, we'd certainly appreciate your donations. It'll help keep us on the air, and with my fundamental knowledge of math, what I've worked out is that if 2,000 of you give $100 in donations, well, that would contribute greatly to keeping us on the air. And that may sound like a lot, 2,000 of you, but according to the statistics out there, there are at least 40,000, and so that's a very conservative number according to the ratings, and That's not even counting those people who are in their automobiles listening, because you can't measure that. So if you want to donate and help keep us on the air, and if you'd like to be a part of that that 2,000, send your donations. They are tax deductible. Send them to Lucis Trust, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I guess our dream, and I hope the dream can become a reality, is that there might be an organization out there that might underwrite the show. There are many benefits to doing that. I think the greatest benefit to an organization or a company that underwrites the show is sponsoring a show that where we speak about spiritual evolvement, love, compassion, how to develop our spiritual being, that aspect of spirituality within us, our divine nature, how to actualize it to the utmost. And there aren't too many places where you find that. And I think what's remarkable about this show is that all people can relate to it, regardless of their religion. It doesn't in any way mean that they have to give up their religion. It's just our theme is generally about how to develop the divinity within oneself and practice the highest spiritual values within our own being. And that's a pretty rare show that can relate to all people and find common ground. So please help us out with these donations so we can remain with you on the air, continuing to do these shows. Once again, send donations to Lucis Trust, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Now, we also have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's another way you might be able to help us out, by purchasing the Alice Bailey books. This show is based on the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It's available for $19. You have to mention that you heard about it on the show in her site. Serving Humanity is an inspiring compilation of extracts that will help the reader's understanding of sacrifice and why it's so important to spiritual development. So what you need to do is send a check or a money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you'd like to call us for any reason, call us on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Our website is www.lucistrust.org, and on that website you can key into all the library of archived radio shows. There's over 400 of them now, and listen to a multitude of themes, all emanating from the Alice Bailey books. Once again, the website, www.lucistrust.org. Now, I was thinking in relation to this show that we're doing, which is Sacrifice is an Act of Divine Love. Sarah left off before the breaks talking about the positive aspects of the sacrifice. Is one of the positive aspects of sacrifice that we are practicing a spiritual value that's absolutely necessary for the development of the divinity within our own being?
Yes, it's essential. You can't avoid sacrifice. As we were saying earlier, it's part of the law of evolution. The whole process of evolution depends on the sacrifice of the lesser for the greater. And conversely, the greater always sacrifices for the lesser, because more is required of the one who is more advanced than of the one who stands beneath him in evolution. So sacrifice permeates the whole flow of the evolutionary pulse of life. And it's an act of joy, really, not of giving up, but of taking over, of giving one's being, one's energies to the service of a greater good than one's own little self-interest. And that releases unspeakable joy.
Yes, it's giving up for that greater the greater whole, the greater cause, and ultimately, as we have said, that greater cause is what is working out on planet Earth, what the great purpose is that God has in store for planet Earth, for the whole evolutionary process that is working out here. So ultimately, we will all begin to appreciate and understand what that purpose is, but right now we just have to follow our instincts and learn to work with this great law of sacrifice.
And trust in its goodness.
Yes.
I think we have to keep in mind that when we willingly sacrifice self-interest for the greater good, our own interests, our own needs, we should say, are met, will be met, because we are part of a whole. We are not little isolated units of life that are separated from the whole, but part of that whole. And when we put its well-being uppermost in our intentions, we are served, as is the whole. But you have to experience that to really trust in that law.
Right, a lot of that, the urge to sacrifice has to do with motive. The motive that one has, whether it's for selfish purposes or for selfless purposes. And that's what really determines the benefits of sacrifice. If the sacrifice is for some greater purpose, for some, like as I mentioned earlier, if it's a philanthropic giving, then it is for something of a greater need. It's filling a need, and that's when it becomes the in the likeness of God, in the likeness of the soul. It is the soul coming through, in fact.
A few years ago, after September 11th happened, there was, I think, a willingness on the part of this nation to sacrifice, to do something for the well-being of our nation that would require each citizen contributing. But we were told to shop. Remember? We were told to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
an
opportunity that was missed, because there was a potential for really calling forth a new and higher sense of, not patriotism, but of citizenship on the part of people who were so stunned by that atrocity. And instead we were simply told to shop. We are looking in our leaders for an appeal to sacrifice for the good of the whole. And I think leaders are reluctant to do that today, because the whole pitch of modern life is the fulfillment of self-interest. But look at Churchill, his first speech to Parliament after war was declared by Britain on Germany. He said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind," he said. "We have before us many, many months of struggle and suffering." And the people rallied, because they knew it was the truth, and they were called to something beyond their own little personal lives, and they rallied.
They rallied because they realized there was a tremendous evil force that was attacking the world at that time, and particularly World War II.
And it was identifiable, wasn't it?
Right, and it was a tremendous evil that was afoot over there in Europe. And so the willingness to sacrifice on the part of all the citizens in the Allied countries was... Well, there was a willingness there, and then nobody questioned it. So we put up with all the, the rationing and the going off to war and people in the draft. And there was a willingness to give of yourself and even your life. And there was a great sacrifice of a group sacrifice with all the men and women in the military and in the civilian life that died and were killed and annihilated in that war. There was something like, 50 million people that died in that whole, on both sides of the... And it was a tremendous sacrificial act on the part of humanity at that time to counter this great evil force that had taken over or was attempting to take over, and we prevailed.
I think sacrifice is something that can be practiced, and the understanding of it can be cultivated just through daily life, through the relationships one has in one's family and home and in the workplace and in the community, the daily environment. Think about ways that you can contribute to the larger good of the family, the workplace, the community, whatever. It's something that develops with practice, doesn't it? It may not come completely naturally at first, but when we remember that the keynote of the soul is sacrifice, that tells us that we're drawing on an instinct or an impulse that's completely natural to us.
It's natural to the soul because that's what the soul is. That's its job, really. As I mentioned once before, this is our job too, because that's essentially what we are, the soul, making our way through this world and in working through the process of redemption and refinement of the substance of which we are built. And therefore, it's a great act of sacrifice, willingly done on our part.
Alice Bailey said that only upon the sacrifice of selfishness can world stability be assured. And that is something to think about. We can all contribute to that stability that we so desire through sacrifice in daily living of selfish personal interests. One way is in line with the concept of voluntary simplicity. Live simply so that others may simply live is a slogan that we hear. And if we think about that, we in the affluent West, maybe we can realize ways to give up more for the good of the whole.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity, which is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It's available for $19, and all you need to do is send a check or a money order, $19, to Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.